Blog Talk Radio. All right. Glory to his name. Trouble don't last always. Amen. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. The psalm says, trouble don't last always. Amen. Praise God. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But guess what, people of God? God will give you the peace. He'll give you everything that you need. Amen. Glory to God. He said, just keep the faith. Amen. Praise God. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God for this day that he has made. He said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning. I'm trying to get to this glory to God. I hear a little static this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can hear what I'm hearing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Until I find that sound that I'm hearing. I don't know if anybody can hear it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They said this morning, amen, they had trouble, amen, with the program this morning. Amen. Come on, people of God. Come on, let's pray this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Till I find what's going on here this morning. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Somebody text me. Let me know if they can hear what I'm hearing this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, anyway, until I find out what's going on here, amen, I'm going to keep on going with the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning. Let me pray. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we come this morning, Lord God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying your holy name, Father God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We come to bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come to give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come to magnify your holy name because you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do today, what you're going to say today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, glory. Thank you so much for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. Amen. For his grace, for his mercy, for his sovereignty. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I guess I'm the only one can hear the distraction. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're going to do today. We thank you for pouring out your spirit, God, upon us this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for sovereignty. We thank you, Lord God, Hallelujah. Glory to God for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Jesus, we thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. And I just want to say, glory to God, I called it this morning, glory to God, Rewind Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go back. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the things that God is doing in this season. God is moving by his mighty power. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Amen. But this morning, I want to go to a passage of scripture. Amen. In Genesis, the 45th chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Genesis 45. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go to verse number 25. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. I bless, praise God, hallelujah, for all that he is getting ready to do. Amen, hallelujah. I want to talk to us today, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. The good news, hallelujah, the good news. God says, amen, praise God, that we shall have good news. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said this, glory to God. This is a season, amen, that he is going to revive us, people of God. He's going to do supernatural things in our lives, amen, that will cause change in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So I thank and I praise God, amen, for what he is about to do in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to talk about Jacob. Amen. Jacob. Amen. Jacob, hallelujah, was Joseph's father. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to give you a little background. Jacob had been told his favorite son, Joseph, had been killed many years before this incident took place. Then he received some very good news. Come on, I want to talk about the very good news that changed everything for him. Jacob had believed Joseph, his favorite son, had been killed many years before. Now he's not only heard the news, but saw proof. Joseph was alive. This was some of the best news Jacob had ever heard. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The good news when he heard about Joseph being still alive. The Bible says in Genesis 45, hallelujah, glory to God, verse number 25, the Bible says, and they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob, their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is the governor over all the land of Egypt. Ah, my God, I give him glory. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagon which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. For the background, Joseph, hallelujah, was still alive. Jacob had sent his sons to Egypt twice in order to buy food. Joseph had explained to Pharaoh, ruler of Egypt, that there was 7 years of plenty, but 7 years of severe famine to follow. All this happened exactly as Joseph had said in Genesis 41, if you want to read the story. And now it appeared quite a bit of the area near Egypt, even as far away as Canaan, was suffering from a famine. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Jacob's son went once, then the second time. And that led to the next chapter of Jacob's life. In the first part of Genesis 45, Joseph showed his brothers he was really their brothers whom they had sold 20 so years ago. Apparently, none of them thought they would ever see each other again. So imagine pride when they were united. I call it a family reunion. Come on, Holy Spirit. And that wasn't all. Joseph informed his brothers that more famine was to come. But I want to tell somebody there is some good news. Hey, God told about Sia. It wasn't over yet by a long shot. In fact, 5 more years of famine were to come. Joseph then encouraged them to go back to Canaan, get Jacob and all the others, and then come down to Egypt and settle there. The brothers did so, and can you imagine the shock on Jacob's face when he saw what his son brought back? See, Jacob sent all his sons, to go get food and supplies because they didn't have anything. Come on, Holy Spirit. They had left with pack animals, donkeys or mules probably, to carry the grain. But now they're coming back with all that plus the wagon. This might have been too much for Jacob. As Moses recorded, Jacob's heart fainted and didn't believe what his sons had told him. See, there's some times in our lives that, hallelujah, that when God do something, my God, I give him glory. That we might not believe what's going on. Glory to God, glory to God. But things changed when Jacob not only heard what his son said about Joseph, but also when he saw the wagons and all the other things Joseph had sent home to his father. This made Jacob revive. Come on, Holy Spirit. Somebody's getting ready to revive. Yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody is getting ready to get up and say, I'm revived again. And led him to say, Joseph is still alive and I see him before I die. See, to be revived is to regain life, to regain consciousness, regain strength, and glory to God, circle of Asiya. You know, the example, she was beginning to revive from her faith. Come on, somebody. Give new strength or energy to the cool, the refreshing water of revive, and to revive us. Hey, come on, Holy Spirit. To put more good news was soon to come. See, when God began to do something, people of God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, not only will you hear good news, but the same way, glory to God, that you have went to things and things was all messed up, praise God, and glory to God, all you seen, glory to God, was failure and all the things, amen, back to back and losses and glory to God, all those things, amen, and you see yourself, glory to God, going through a turmoil, praise God, hallelujah, and when you get do one thing, here comes something else. And then when you get to that, then something else comes. Glory to God, glory to God. So now we see good news coming, praise God, hallelujah. And God will send good news back to back. Good news of God, the good news that he will send you through the turmoil, when you went through the pain, when you went through the disappointment, when you went through all the things that you had to go through, praise God, there's some good news. Hey, Shatona, the Lord of Messiah.
Talk about good news, and even more good news that was soon to come. The Bible says, come on, Holy Spirit, and the good news when he received God's approval, amen. The Bible says in Genesis 46, 1 and 7, amen, the Bible says, and Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice unto God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in a vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob, I sure told about Sunday. And I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy fathers. He said, fear not, I go down in Egypt. He said, fear not to go down into Egypt. For I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt. And I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph, his son, come on, and Joseph shall put his hands upon thy eyes. I want you to hear what I'm saying. And Joseph shall put his hands upon thy eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagon which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seeds with him, his sons and his son's sons with him, his daughters, amen, and his son's daughters, and all his seeds brought he with him into Egypt. Jacob and his household had lived in Hebron for at least some time, most likely since they met up with his father Isaac in Genesis 35 and 27. Years before, there is no record of Jacob moving anywhere after he arrived in Hebron. So we can believe all was going well for him, that is, until this incredible, come on, famine came and caused a food shortage that few had Jacob scrambling to find enough food for his household. He was a man of God. Hallelujah. Took care of his children. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now, Jacob had received some incredible good news. First, he heard from his son that there was still plenty of grain in Egypt. Then he heard, come on, and saw proof Joseph was still alive and well. Jacob had no doubt mourned and grieved over Joseph for over 20 years. Ever since his 10 oldest son brought Joseph's coat, torn and stained with blood, animal blood, insisting Joseph was dead. Hallelujah, they wanted to get rid of him. Y'all remember that? Now his hope were about to be fulfilled. He was going to be reunited with his long-lost son. His other sons had brought back not only some food, but also some of the best stuff Egypt had ever to offer. I sometimes wonder if Jacob thought of what he had sent as a present to the unknown Egyptian ruler who had arranged for them to purchase grain. But now he saw a lot more coming back his way. Now came the moving time. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. How many know that God will take you from one place, come on, Holy Spirit, to bless you into another place? Hallelujah. God will cause things to happen in order to get you to where he wants you to be. How many know that, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, there is some good news coming out of the bad situation. You might see a bad situation, but God has already orchestrated your life. He's already given you a blueprint. Can you imagine Jacob, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, going through turmoil, praise God. His favorite son, amen, glory to God, is now dead, but now he finds that he's alive, he's doing well, and he's the one that's going to help them. God has preserved some people in our lives, amen. Come on, Holy Spirit, that's going to bless you to come out of what you're going through, praise God. God always have a ram in the bush. Let God do what he do, praise God. He's able to use anybody to bless you. My God, I give him glory. So here now came moving time. Is anybody's guess how much time they needed, come on, Holy Spirit, to pack up and to load up the wagon Joseph had provided from them? Maybe that had a yard sale. We don't know, a moving sale. We don't know, praise God, hallelujah. But whatever it was, they got ready to go, praise God. Hey, the first one had to come from somewhere. No, but eventually all was loaded unto the wagon. And now Jacob, with his household, was ready to go and meet Joseph in Egypt. I have to confess it. This seems, as I thought about it back in the day, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. My daddy used to watch wagon train, amen, praise God. The moment Jacob's life is ever, you're seeing the show, praise God. Nearly every episode, there was a point when the wagon master, trail boss, guide, whatever you want to call it, praise God, hallelujah, would ride his horse to the front of the wagon train and holler, wagon ho, glory to God, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, which was the signal of let's get started. Come on, let's get started, people of God. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Let's get started, people of God, and glory to God, and start out, they did, leaving Hebron from Egypt. Some people, praise God, afraid to move out of the places that God, glory to God, God calls things to happen, amen, praise God, to make us move, to make us do, to make us, glory to God, trust him in another way, praise God. But this is a situation with the sons and daddy, praise God, but we don't know our situation, praise God, hallelujah, but somebody say, let's get started. It's time to get started. It's time to get blessed. It's time to go forward. Glory to God. Glory to God. And they start out, they did, leaving Hebron for Egypt, a good ways to the south and the west. Looking at one or more, I call it the Bible maps. Come on, Holy Ghost. It seems there was a valley which probably made the journey somewhat easier for the travelers, compared to crossing rivers and crossing and climbing mountains. And this trip might have seemed like the walk in the park to Jacob, because he didn't care, praise God. All he know, praise God, that something great is coming about. I got some good news, and I got to move on the good news of what's going on, praise God. Then came a confirmation. See, God always give a confirmation. There came a confirmation. Some additional good news. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to get some good news, because God is talking about good news today, which I'm sure Jacob was grateful to hear. After they left Hebron, they came to Beersheba, which was about 20 to 30 miles away. Just kind of estimate, Jacob may have had some troubling thoughts once they arrived in Beersheba. Hey, short overhood about here. There is where Abraham and Isaac had lived. And this was Jacob's home before he cheated Esau and Isaac out of their blessings. See, he did some stuff back in the day, and glory to God, but God's hand still was upon him. My God, because God's word would never fail. It would never fall to the ground. Whatever he said over your life, he got to accomplish it. Amen. Praise God. Because God said, my word will not turn back void. Come on, Holy Ghost. How much he remembered about the place, or if anyone was still there who knew him, is not stated. Even so, I'm sure Jacob must have had some misgiving when he arrived. Old home place. You know that old home place. We done did some messed up stuff. Come on, Holy Ghost. And God send you right back where you messed up at. But now there's a new time. There's some good news that's coming. My God, I give him glory. To Jacob's credit, though, he offered a sacrifice to God, the God of his father, Isaac. It isn't stated whether Jacob built an altar for these sacrifices or if some from Isaac's day were still there and good enough, come on, Holy Ghost, condition for it. This act of faith and dedication paved the way for the moment. I don't think Jacob ever forgot. Jacob heard God call his name twice again. Come on, Holy Ghost. Discretion for the moment. This is only the second time God had called a person by name twice. The only time this had happened before took place when Abraham was ready to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham had his knife in his hand, ready to take Isaac's life. When God says, Abraham, Abraham, I come a Holy Ghost. And they told him to let Isaac live. For that story, now Jacob had that same privilege. Jacob heard God's voice and replied, here am I, which seems to be a standard reply for those times. Interestingly, this reply is the only thing Jacob said during the encounter with God. Anybody ready for an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? To bargain, nothing else, just simply listen to what God had to say. After this, God spoke directly to Jacob, giving him a preview of the future. Ah, my God, I give him glory. Giving him, I want to talk to somebody. Ah, yeah, God, about Sunday. Giving him a preview of the future. God promised Jacob that he would go Jacob on the journey. See, God told him, I'm going with you. I'm going on your journey with you. Anybody know that God is with you on your journey? My God, I want to stand up and give God a praise. And that he would make of Jacob a great nation. That was true. Later, there was over 600,000 military-age men. God closed this message by giving Jacob a hint of the future. God would bring Jacob back to Canaan, and that he would die there in Egypt. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. That's saying Joseph will put his hands on his eyes. Then Joseph would close Jacob's eyes after Jacob died. God is a God. Hey, my soul told Abbasanda. Will give you the full picture in due time. Hey, my God, I give him glory. You might not have the full picture right now. I hear the Holy Ghost, my God, I give him glory. We might not have the full picture of what's going to happen in our lives, but only be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. Knowing God approved of this move had to be some very good news for Jacob. And there was still more good news to come. Somebody said, I'm getting ready. I want to keep telling you that. Get ready for the good news. The good news when he saw Joseph in person. The Bible says in Genesis 46, and glory to God, and he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And this is how I got my word yesterday. I kept hearing the word Goshen. And when I began to look at the word Goshen, come on, Holy Ghost, it talks about a good place. It talks about a land of plenty. It talks about a good pasture. The Bible says, glory to God, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father. Now remember, Jacob, glory to God, was Jacob at first until God changed Jacob's name, glory to God, when they had the encounter. So now his name is Israel. So here, they went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. He cried a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. Jacob and his household had left Hebron, stopped at Beersheba, and now were about to enter Egypt. Jacob's favorite son, Joseph, was now the second most powerful man in Egypt. You don't know what your trials and how your trials are going to get you to the next dimension in God. Joseph went through. He went through, amen, for the family, people of God. And Joseph had made arrangements, hey, glory to God, for his extended family to settle in Egypt. We're not told for how long. The original tent might have been just to stay till the famine was over. But Israel wound up staying in Egypt for anywhere between, glory to God, many years. I don't know how many. The man of Goshen, where Joseph had arranged for his family to settle, was some of the best land in Egypt. Several Bibles show that Goshen was a region in the north of Egypt, part of the Nile, close to the Mediterranean Sea. The members of Jacob's family must have been amazed at what was probably lush green land and with plenty of water compared to what they had left behind in Hebron. See, God, when God does something, he does it big, people of God. Yeah, caught up on what about fear. The land was lush. It was green. There was plenty of water. They didn't have that where they came from. See, God knows what he's doing in our life. All we got to do is stick and stay, kneel and pray, follow the Lord Jesus Christ wherever he wants, submit to him, and he will get us to the best. But the best news of all for Jacob was to arrive in person. My God, I give him glory. Joseph himself prepared his chariot and went up to Goshen so he could see his father again. We need to remember that nearly 30 years had passed and Jacob, Israel, had last seen Joseph. And Jacob had been told and lied to, come on, Holy Ghost, that Joseph was dead. Now he's about to see Joseph in person. As the saying goes, up close and personal, people of God. See, some things we got to see up close and personal. We won't believe it until we see it up close and personal. You don't know what God is doing in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need to know is follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Messiah. God said, I'll be with you. I will go with you. Amen. When God tells us to do something, that means that he's going with us. My God, I give him glory. Moses did not record who spoke first or what words, if any, were exchanged between the father and the son. Maybe no words was necessary. Joseph may have been wearing his official garment. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give him glory. See, Joseph didn't even look like what he'd been through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they seen him, they didn't even recognize who he was. They caught up on the Messiah. Now he's a governor. Praise God. Second in charge. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know your test and trial of what to go through and how God is blessing you and how God will raise you up, how God will take you to new dimensions in life. Praise God. All we got to do is say, Lord, I trust you. But that wouldn't have made a difference because Jacob knew who this man was. I heard someone say that no matter how high Joseph's position was, to his dad, he was always this little Joe. The son whom Jacob loved the most. The last words of the text are those of Jacob. Now, let me die, he said, since I've seen your face and you're still alive. Jacob remembered the words of God. See, God would remember the word that he spoke over your life. My God. God, hold on to the word of the Lord. Hold on to it all your heart. Praise God. Hold on to what God is saying and not what man is saying. Amen. God has the last say so over your life. My God, I give him glory. That Joseph would close his eyes and may have thought this was the end of the journey. Nobody could fault him for that. The family was saved from starvation. They had been settled in some of the best land around. The whole family was at peace. And a long-sought reunion had just taken place. Jacob must have thought, it can't get much better than this. Oh, my God, I give him glory. But it wasn't, God wasn't yet done with Jacob. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, my shatora basia. How they kobo hona masanda. There's good news after good news after good news. My God, I give him glory. True. Jacob had received some very good news. First, that Joseph was still alive. Then the other 10 sons brought back ample proof of this. Second, God himself spoke to Jacob, gave him a word of comfort and encouragement. See, when God speaks to us, people of God, God will give you words of encouragement. He will speak to you in the midst of your go-through. My God, I give you glory. But the only thing I don't understand when God do speak to us, we look at people as the regular people, but we don't know, glory to God, and refuse to, glory to God, take the word as the prophet gives them, as God sends the word, praise God. You look at them as a natural man when God is sending a word, glory to God, to bring life to you, praise God, because of familiarity, glory to God, it brings content. You don't receive the word. Here, hallelujah, finally, the best news of all was when Joseph arrived and what the reunion that had to be. You and I may be going through and may not be going through what Jacob went through, but enjoy the best news of all. I want to go to a song, and I'm coming right back, people of God. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless and we praise our God, hallelujah, for what he is speaking to us today, hallelujah. How many waiting for the best news? Glory to God, hallelujah. And some of you, praise God, probably received the good news, hallelujah, but don't even know that it's right before your eyes. My God, I give him glory. God has spoken and spoken and spoken to you, hallelujah, glory to God, hamasek. And God is going to do that what he say he is going to do. He will bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will not always go through. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There will be a release. There will be, glory to God, where God is going to move by his mighty power. Glory to God. Glory to God. You might not see, glory to God, but God is working out a plan for your life. The plan was made, praise God, yet Katora Bosanda, glory to God, before you was born. You just can't see the hand of God moving in your life. Glory to God, glory to God. God will do it for you. God is working it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can I help someone today? Receive some good news today. There shall be good news. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, because God is moving by his Holy Spirit, and he will not fail you. The best is yet to come. Trust him in the season. This is our season of congratulations. This is our season of movement. It's our season of increase. It's a season, amen, that God will bring families back together again. This is a season, amen, praise God, that God will lift you out of all the bondage in your life. Receive the blessings of the Lord. My God, I give him glory.
Call it your name, Jesus. Ah, Jesus, Jesus.
All right. This has been Rerun Sunday. Amen. Praise God. God loves us, people of God. He wants the best for us. All we got to do is just follow Jesus. He'll make everything all right. Glory to God, because he is our mountain mover. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright morning star. He raised, glory to God, he raised us up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My go-through scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm getting ready to close this service out today. Praise God. My go-through and my go-to's scripture is Psalms 126 for this season. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all know I always say it. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says I'm going to read a message one. How about that? It seems like a dream too good to be true when God returned Zion exile. We laughed. We sang. We couldn't believe our God fortune. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were the talk of the nation. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. God will bless you so well. Praise God. You'll be the talk of the town. My God, I give him glory. God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. Come on. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so those who planted their crops in despair will shout yes at the harvest, because truly there shall be a harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts, come on, Holy Ghost, you might have a heavy heart right now, but I'm telling you, God will lift you. Amen. Praise God. We'll come home laughing with armloads of blessings. So people of God, Get ready. I'm speaking prophetically right now. I sure thought about fear. Get ready. Yes, sure don't know about side there. To say, God, do it again. God has blessed me again. God has moved in my life. My God, we give him glory today. Ha, my son, the hood of Isaiah. We give him glory today. God, yes, Holy Ghost. There's some good news that's coming. It always won't be bad. Get ready for the good news, because the Bible says that, glory to God, Israel kept on. He kept on going, and every time he turned around, God kept on blessing him for all the stuff that he had to suffer from the past. Amen. Praise God. It won't always seem, glory to God, that you're going down, but you're going up with the Lord Jesus Christ. All you got to do is keep your hands in the hand of the Lord, and he will make things all right. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't get depressed. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is in the blessing business. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says when he heard some very good news, when he heard some very good news. And I'm telling you, people, God, you'll get to the point and say, Lord, do it again, God. God, you are blessing. Amen. And if you be in awe of what God is doing, just like the children of Israel, praise God, they went through, praise God. It was like somebody that dreamed. Amen. Praise God. God will do what he say he's going to do. Don't give up on God, because he didn't give up on you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God today. Amen. For the word of the Lord today. Amen. Because he is an on-time God. He is who he say he is. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, we thank God for sending his spirit. Amen. Upon this line. Amen. That somebody got lifted this morning. Somebody can breathe again. Glory to God. The Bible says Jacob's heart fainted because of the words of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever got to the point where you had to grab your heart because, glory to God, the good news is so great. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God brings you out, praise God, it seems like a marching crowd. Amen. You ever see, praise God, I see something in the spirit of realm. My God, I give it glory. Have you ever been to a game? Amen. Praise God. And they put all the people out there. And glory to God, they got the band, praise God, and they just putting their feet up high, praise God, hallelujah, and hitting those big old drums, amen, praise God. It's a time of celebration. I see it. Glory to God, glory to God. You will raise your legs up high because God has did it. You will hold your head up high because God did it. God brought you from glory to God, obscurity to a blessing, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, your heart will faint because of the good news. Don't you know how, glory to God, Fred Sanford said, glory to God, the news was so
talking about, praise God, glory to God, being blessed by God, that you have to grab yourself knowing that God is doing something great for you, that God is pouring some anointing, God is blessing your family, God is raising you up, glory to God, that you won't have to beg, that you will be the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath, that you will have land that you never till. God will take you to the land of Goshen, a land of good and plenty, but that's not the final stop, people of God, because there is a land of Canaan where God will give you greatness. He will bless you. He will give you rest in the presence of your enemies. So I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the word today. We have peace with God because God is going to do it. You will get the good news. You will be shocked at what God is going to do. Glory to God. Even in your health, you will be shocked at what God is going to do. You will be blessed, glory to God, going through financial difficulty, but God will bring you out of that place. God will lift you up out of that place. The hand of God, the hand of God, yes, Holy Ghost, is here on this line today. My God, he will lift you out of that place of, glory to God, of not having, glory to God, of begging, praise God, yet caught hold of our thunder. Now you will be the lender. My God, I give him glory. So let's bless him for the good news that's coming. Hallelujah. When he heard the good news didn't stop. God, keep blessing. Hallelujah. You'd have been through the test. You'd have been through the trial. Now is your season to be blessed. Glory to God. You have been on the air, amen, with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen, with the pastors are Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil, amen, praise God. I pray that you was blessed by the word of the Lord. Don't forget, on Thursday, amen, True Vibe International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God. It's been a blessing in the word, amen. She's sticking and staying, amen, praise God. She's doing that what God has called her to do, and I'm surely knowing that she will get some good news soon. Amen. Praise God. I bless God for all of you on this line this morning. Amen. Praise God. Keep on blessing God. Keep on praising God, because it won't always be this way. Amen. God has a blessing with your name on it. Just for you. It's written out just for you. It's no copy, no pastes. God will write it out just for you. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for the word of God that went forth today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to continue to have your way in the mind of your people, Father God. Help them to trust you even the more, God. Even, glory to God, if you have not moved for them yet, God. But we know, Father God, that you, God, never, glory to God, lose anything, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God of miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you never run out of miracles. So we thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, that we have a miracle with our name on it, Father God, that only you can do. And we say thank you, God, today. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to keep your hands around us, Lord, our family, our loved ones, Father God. Bless our homes, glory to God. Bless our families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Send your healing anointing upon this mind, God. Anyone that's sick in their body, Father God, I pray for a special touch from heaven, Father God. Touch them right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your mighty power, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let a divine healing, yet called over with the Messiah, take place in the body of your peoples, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are blessed spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, matrimonially, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you. We say thank you today. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. And guess what, people of God? God is going to do it for his glory. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Sunday. I'll leave you with a song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Fix it.